Escobon. We talked to Coach Ross Dalma, and Coach, a week where you've had the bye date on Wednesday, and for this team and this group right now, that probably couldn't have come at a better time for your team.
No, Mike, it was good. Chance to get away for a few days, hopefully get healed up a little bit with some injuries that we've been having, and also health-wise, we had a number of illnesses with the flu and some other things, so I think we made progress in that regard, not all the way, but I don't think you're probably going to get to that point this time of year, but we're certainly thankful for the opportunity to make progress in that regard and ready to go here against Doan today.
Today is the last regular season home game for this group, and for five seniors at Senior Day, and always mixed emotions on a day like today, a day where we have five seniors playing their last regular season home game.
It is, Mike. This group obviously has done a lot for Dort College and in Dort basketball in particular. You know, as you noted here in the handouts, it's going to be distributed 91 wins in 4 years with some season to go yet. But other than that, besides just the wins, just the way they've played the game of basketball with each other, the way they've approached themselves on campus here and carried themselves on campus here and approached life has been really good to see. They're a great group of basketball players, but they're an outstanding group of young men as well.
Doan College, a team that, my goodness, what, 3 or 4 months ago, you played them back in Crete, Nebraska. I don't know that they snuck up on us, but maybe they were a little better than you thought they were. They played well in the last 10 minutes of that ball game. It's a whole season ago, though, that you played them. What does Doan present today?
Well, you're right. I mean, they got off to a rocking start, took the conference by surprise, was picked to finish second to the last in the league, and you know, for the better part of the year, led the conference, and you know, was ranked in the top 10 at one point in time. They're still in the top 25. You know, like the rest of us, the season takes its toll on you with some injuries and wear and tear. And you know, they're at a point now where they've lost a number of games in a row, and they're still in the top 25, like I mentioned. And they look at this game like this is one they absolutely got to get. And from our perspective, this is a game where we really want to come out, play well, and honor five seniors. So we've got those dynamics that are working there. Doan, as far as what they bring to the table, they're going to be very up-tempo, very perimeter-oriented. Originally, they were playing a 6'10 freshman quite a bit. They have since kind of scrapped that and gone with five perimeter guys who really look to attack hard off the dribble, kick, shoot three-pointers, and really get the game going where they look for mismatches all over the floor.
What does your team try to do? Is this a similar preparation to Morningside and Hastings, or are they different than that?
No, there's some definite similarities between Doan and those two schools you mentioned. For us, we just simply need to pound the ball inside. We got to take advantage of those opportunities. We definitely got to take good shots as well. We can't take poor shots and let long rebounds get out into transition. And where they're a 3-on-1, 2-on-1 type situations there, that's certainly not going to be good for us. And shot selection, getting the ball inside offensively is going to be important. Defensively, we just got to keep them in front of us, and that's easier said than done. They have two or three really, really dynamic one-on-one players, and those are going to be some huge challenges for us this afternoon.
That is Coach Ross Dalma talking about today's matchup between the Dort College Defenders and the Doan College Tigers. The Doan Tiger men are 21-8 this season, 11-8 in the league. They've lost five games with their last win, and five games in a row, with their last win coming over Concordia on January 23. The Tigers won nine games in a row to start the season. Were 15-2 before Christmas. They're 14-2 in games played at home, 7-6 in road games. Tigers have scored as many as 103 points this season and have been held to less than 80 points on 16 occasions. The Doan men could finish anywhere from 3rd to 7th in the conference depending on the outcome of the games Saturday. Doan is currently rated number 24 in the NAI Division II coaches poll. Doan is averaging 78.8 points per game and allows 73.0 points per contest, while out-rebounding teams 35.2 to 32.7. Doan is converting 48.9% of their field goals while allowing opponents to make 45% of their field goal attempts. Doan has turned it over 432 times through 29 games while forcing 382 turnovers by opponents. Nick Reed leads the Tigers with 17.1 points per game. They convert 48.2% of the field goal attempts, and he averages 5.9 rebounds per game. Connor Baranek scores 16.4 points per game and takes down 8.1 rebounds and has converted 51 of 109 three-point shots and has 33 block shots. Shavonte Samuels has a 13.6 points per game average to go with 4.1 rebounds and is handing out 4.5 assists per game, converting 49.7% of his field goal attempts. Dominic Smith has scored 12.5 points per game while appearing mostly in a reserve role. Jens Scholl knocks down 9.5 points per game with 4.7 rebounds. Dort College is 22-6 this season in men's play, 14-5 of the conference, and have secured the second spot in the regular season GPAC race. Dort College was number 13 in the most recent NAI Division II coaches poll. The defenders have won three games in a row since an overtime loss to Northwestern. They're 6-1 since January 16. The defenders have won six games by single digits and have lost three games by single digits, including two in overtime. Dort College is 12-0 in games played at the DeWitt Gym this winter. They're 10-6 on the road. The defenders are averaging 80.1 points per game and allow 69.0 points per contest. They out-rebound teams 39.3 to 30.5. Dort College converts 49.7% of its field goals and make 38.7% of their three-point shots. Opponents are making 43.1% of their field goal attempts. Oddly, Dort College and its opponents have tried the same amount of three-point shots, 517, with foes making 34.0% of those attempts. Cliff Warner averages 14.9 points per game with 2.8 rebounds and is making 45.5% of his three-point shots. He's given out 107 assists in 28 games. Trevor Walterstorff is good for 14.3 points per game and is making 56.9% of his field goal attempts. He leads the team with 6.8 rebounds per game. Jordan Vogel converts 13.1 points per game with 5.3 rebounds, and he is shooting for 64% success from the field. Austin Kachi completes the double-digit scores with a 10.3 average, and he takes down 3.7 rebounds per game. Kachi has 44 three-pointers, Warner 102. Chris Severs has lifted his scoring average to 9.6 points per game with 3.6 rebounds. Kyle Lindberg has 7 points per game, 5.9 rebounds. Sean Kaiser is at 4.6 points per game with 26 made three-point shots. Last time these two teams were in action, the Dort College defenders were defeating Concordia by a final score of 84-73. Trevor Walterstorff had 25 points. The Doan men were down to Nebraska Wesleyan 36-24. Never really made much of a game of it in the second half, losing 75-58. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. Starting lineup for the Doan Tigers. They will start number 3, Jens Scholl, a 6'6 senior averaging 9.5 points per game. Number 13, Nick Reed. He is a 6'4 junior averaging 17.1 points per game. Shavonte Samuels is a 6-foot senior averaging 13.6 points per game. He wears number 23. Number 31 is Connor Baranek, a 6'7 freshman averaging 16.4 points per contest. Rounding up the starting five will be 6'10 freshman David McDonald averaging 3 points per game. For the Dort College defenders, they will counter with Cliff Warner, a 5'11 senior from Altoona, Iowa, averaging 14.9 points per game. Number 23, Sean Kaiser, 6'3 senior, averaging 4.6 points per game. Trevor Walterstorff is a 6'4 senior, averaging 14.3 points per outing. Jordan Vogel is a 6'7 senior, averaging 13.1 points per game. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Dort College defenders will be number 55, Chris Severs, averaging 9.6 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with the opening tip right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Opening tap up and controlled by the Dort College defenders and Cliff Warner. Warner will bring the basketball up. Warner takes it across the timeline. Looking for the pass on the right side, picks up his dribble, passes it off to Jordan Vogel. Vogel left side, Kaiser. Kaiser looking underneath for Severs, and we've got a foul called right out of the chute on David McDonald. McDonald whistled for the personal foul, 19:43 left to go in the first half. McDonald that time got backed in by Chris Severs, and Severs drew the foul on him. Warner gets the ball inbounded to Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back over to Warner. Warner to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. They give it underneath Vogel. Vogel working against Baranek. Shot on the way by Vogel. No good. That's not Baranek. Rather, that's McDonald. And here comes Doan back the other way. Shavonte Samuels. Pull up from 15 is good on the right wing. Shavonte Samuels with the two-point basket. And Doan College takes the early lead at 2-0. With the basketball, Warner. Warner right side over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball, Vogel. Vogel facing up on the right side. Vogel gets around Scholl, puts it up, puts it down. Two-point basket is good. He's fouled. Jordan Vogel ties it up at 2-2, pending the free throw for the three-point play opportunity. Kyle Carper checks into the contest. Checking out of the game is Jens Scholl. Less than a minute into the contest, Jens Scholl has a seat on the bench. Jordan Vogel to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Free throw is up by Vogel, left it short, no good. We're tied 2-2. 2-2 our score. Into the front court with the basketball is Samuels. Samuels goes right side, Nick Reed. Reed with the basketball. Reed will drive left side, spin move into the lane, rebound tapped, a ball tapped out, loose ball. Picked up by Reed. Reed back over to Samuels. Shavonte Samuels guarded there by Trevor Waltersdorf. Samuels, they pass it back to Baranek. Baranek back to Samuels. Samuels puts up the pull-up jumper from 12. It's good. Samuels with the two-point basket. North College trails 4-2. Right side, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball on the wing. Sean with it. Out front, Severs. Severs, left side, Warner. Warner on the wing, lobs it down low for Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Vogel, turn around, in and out, no good. Tap out, rebound controlled by Walt. Walt in traffic, shot no good. Rebound tapped out, and Doan College touches it last. It'll be Dort College basketball. Brooks Wells and Tim Higgins disagreeing on that call, and Brooks Wells says, I got this one. It was last touched by Doan. The officiating crew, Brooks Wells, Joe Wells, and Tim Higgins. Warner to inbound the basketball. Gets it in over the top, Kaiser. Kaiser back over to Cliff. Cliff gets a ball screen. Cliff drops it off for Vogel. Vogel working against David McDonald, and McDonald has just picked up foul number two. 18:07 left to play in the first half. McDonald has picked up his second personal, and Jens Scholl will check into the contest. So Doan will go a little smaller here. They'll give way with a 6'10 freshman checking out. 6'6 senior Scholl checks back in. Warner to inbound the basketball for the defenders. He gets it in to Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg out front, Waltersdorf. Left side, Warner. Warner, Vogel. Vogel, hook shot in the lane. Good. Jordan Vogel ties it up at 4-4 with his second field goal of the day. Back the other way. Shot no good by Baranek, but a foul on the play called on Trevor Waltersdorf with 17:55 left to play in this first half. Baranek, an 82% free throw shooter, will shoot a pair. So Baranek with two on the way. Baranek, right-handed free throw is up and good. He's got five. Checking out of the contest for Doan is Kyle Carper. Checking in is Dominic Smith. Another free throw on the way for Baranek. Trying to give Doan a two-point lead, and he does with a made free throw. He's got two on a pair of free throws on that sequence. Cliff Warner to bring the basketball up against Shavonte Samuels. Warner picks up his dribble, gives it back over to Lindberg. Lindberg on the right wing. Lindberg underneath Waltersdorf against Reed. Puts up the fadeaway off of the glass. Good. Trevor Waltersdorf ties it up at 6-6 with 17:36 left to go in this first half. The drive by Shavonte Samuels. He missed it, but Cliff Warner gets called for the foul. They're going to say he was in the act of shooting. And Shavonte Samuels, a 56% free throw shooter, will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Samuels this season, 54 for 97 this season. First free throw is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Samuels. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Free throw by Samuels is up and through. He's got six of his team's 8 points, and Doan has an 8-6 lead. Right side with it is Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, picks up his dribble, goes right side over to Kachi. Kachi, Waltersdorf, Waltersdorf, left side, Warner. Warner with the basketball, working against Javonte Samuels. Three-pointer by Warner, no good. Rebound tap out by Lindbergh, picked up by Warner. Warner tries to pass it over the top. It's taken away by Scholl. Here comes Samuels. Samuels drops it off Baranek. Baranek shot, no good, and a charging foul called on Connor Baranek. Connor Baranek picks up the personal. That's his second. 17-08, beg your pardon, that's his first. Foul called on Samuels. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Warner off the bounce, gives it off to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf against Reed, and Reed picks up the personal. Nick Reed picks up the personal with 16:54 remaining. Waltersdorf to shoot a pair. First free throw on the way for Waltersdorf. That's team foul number 5 on Doan. Free throw by Walt is up and down. Trevor with 3 points, pending another free throw, trying to tie it up at 8-8. Second free throw by Walt is up and good. So Trevor Waltersdorf makes both free throws, 103 for 149 this year, and we're tied up at 8. 16:51 left to play in regulation, or in the overtime, pardon me, in the first half. Shot for three, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Up the floor with it is Warner. Warner gives it off to Austin Kachi. Kachi underneath for Vogel and taking it away. Scholl got a hand on it. Steal by Warner. Warner layup good. Cliff Warner with a 2-point basket off the steal and the lay-in. Dort College leads it 10-8. Shavonte Samuels into the front court. He wants to isolate. He's got it on the right wing. Pass stolen. Here comes Lindbergh. Lindbergh gliding in with the right hand. Lays it up. Lays it down. Kyle Lindbergh with a 2-point basket. Dort College leads 12-8. Doan nearly throws it away. Baranek's pass tip taken by Kachi. Kachi over to Warner. Warner into the front court. Cliff looking long. 3-pointer. Pull up. No good. Rebound tap out by Vogel. Gets it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball on the right wing. Comes back over to Cliff. Cliff, left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh back to Warner. Warner, right side, Kachi. Kachi on the right wing. He gives it up to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Kachi off the dribble. He feeds it back out front, Warner. Warner off the bounce. Lobs it up for Vogel. Vogel, lay-in good. Jordan Vogel with 6. Dort College leads 14-8. An 8-point run by the defenders. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Doan. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders opening up a 6-point advantage. Doan using the timeout with 15:31 left to play in the first half. Dort College showing pressure again. Doan with the basketball. Samuels. Samuels passes right side. Scholl. Scholl back over to Samuels. They'll spread the floor. Samuels off the dribble, stops, gives back over to Scholl. Scholl with it back to Samuels. Samuels, three, good. Shavonte Samuels with the three. He's got 9. Dort College leads 14-11. Lindbergh over to Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner underneath it goes Severs. Severs in deep, gets it off to Kachi. Kachi, return pass. Kachi into the lane, puts it up, and he's fouled on the play. Blocking foul is going to go on Doan. Either on Scholl or for on Baranek. That'll go on Jens Scholl, and that's number 2 on him. 14:52 left to play in the first half. Free throws on the way for Austin Kachi. He'll shoot a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw on the way for Austin is up and good. Another one on the way for Kachi. 15-11, our score. 14:52 left to go in the first half. Doan will gamble for the time being. I believe Scholl is still on the floor. No, they checked him out. Kachi makes both free throws. Defenders are 4-for-4. Defenders lead at 16-11. Shavonte Samuels for the basketball out front. They go over to Dominique Smith. Pass it down low to Reed. Reed working against Lindbergh. Reed backing his way in. Nothing there. Comes back right side. They get it back over to Reed. Reed gives it up Samuels. 12 to shoot. Shavonte Samuels left side. Reed. Reed pull up from 15 is good. Nick Reed with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 16 to 13. Into the front court with the basketball, Lindberg. Lindberg over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with it. Right side, Kachi. Kachi gives it up, Warner. Warner underneath, intended for Severs. And Walthersdorf got his hands on it. But the ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Dort College defenders. And it will be Doan basketball trailing by three. Dort College has led by as many as six this afternoon. 14 minutes remaining in the first half. Shavonte Samuels with it out front, guarded this time by Lindberg. Man-to-man defense applied by Dort College. Reed with it, kicks into the corner to Smith. Smith, three, good. Dominic Smith with the three-point basket, and we're tied up 16-16. 13:45 left to play in the first half. Right side it goes Lindberg. Lindberg picks up his dribble, gets it away, Warner. Warner on the right wing. Warner looks for Kaiser, gets it back over to Warner. Warner, three ball, bang, bang, bang. Cliff Warner with the three. Dort College leads 19-16. 19-16, Dort College with the advantage. Shavonte Samuels underneath. His shot won't go down. Rebound, though, taken away by Smith. Smith turned around in the lane, good. Dominic Smith with the two-point basket. Dort College with the basketball back. 19-18, our score. Kachi with it on the right wing. Kachi, Kaiser, Kaiser to Lindberg. Lindberg rolls it underneath for Severs. Severs draws the contact, shot won't go. Rebound saved in by Lindberg, who came up with it. A Doan player did. That's Reed. Reed comes up with the ball. He's at half court with it. He passes right side back to Baranek. Baranek to Shavonte Samuels, and a goaltending call against Kyle Lindberg. The Doan College Tigers take the lead as they award the two-point basket to Shavonte Samuels on the goaltending call. 11 points for Samuels in the early going. Nathan Rindles with the ball. Rindles working for the defenders. Gets a screen, picks it up, passes it off to Severs. Severs back to Rindles. Rindles with it in between the circles out front. And we've got a foul on the play called on Kyle Carper. Carper whistled for the personal with 12:25 remaining in this first half. Team foul number 7 on the Tigers. Doan in front by a point. Chris Seaver shooting a one and the bonus. 20-19. Free throw by Severs is good. Dort College, 5-for-6 from the free throw line. We've got another free throw coming. Severs trying to give Dort College a one-point lead. 12:25 left in the half. Second free throw by Severs. Rattles it. No good. We're deadlocked. 20 all. 12:22 and counting. First half. Doan with the basketball. Shavonte Samuels pass to Reed. Reed at half court. He passes left side, Austin Benson. Benson to Reed. Reed with the ball. Reed on the left wing. Stops. Puts it up. Off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Severs. Severs outlets over to Rindles. Here comes Dort College with a chance to retake the lead. Rindles looking down low. Has it deflected. Passes it off to Vogel. Vogel with the dunk. Jordan Vogel drops the hammer. He's got 8. Dort College leads 22-20. 11:45 left to play in the first half. Doan with the basketball. Down 2 are the Tigers. Shavonte Samuels with it out front to Benson. Benson back to Samuels. Samuels 3. Good. Shavonte Samuels single-handedly keeping his team in this ballgame. 23-22. He's got 14. Doan in front by a point. Rindles into the front court. Nathan with the basketball. He goes to Vogel. Vogel reverses Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Severs. Severs with the basketball. Severs puts it up off the glass. Good. Chris Severs with 3 points. Dort College retakes the lead 24-23. Samuels passes over to Benson, and we've got a foul on the play called on the Dort College defenders and Chris Severs. Severs is whistled for the personal with 11:01 left to play. In the first half. 11:01 left to go in the first half. Doan with the basketball back. Shavonte Samuels to throw it in. Samuels gets it in. Hook shot is good by Baranek. Baranek with four. And the Dort College defenders trail by a point, 25-24. Into the front court with the basketball is Rindles. Rindles right side, Kaiser. Kaiser reverses Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back to Rindles. Rindles underneath Severs. Severs, hook shot, can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on David McDonald with 10:37 left to go in the half, and he has just picked up his third personal foul. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So two free throws on the way for Chris Severs. 10:37 remaining in this first half. Neither team's defense getting much done so far. First free throw is up and good for Severs. He was fouled in the act of shooting. He ties it up at 25. Another free throw on the way for Chris Severs. 10:37 remaining, first half. Free throw is up. Severs left it short. No good. We're tied up at 25. Doan with the basketball. Shavonte Samuels trapped. Gets it away. They give it outside to Scholl. Jen Scholl back over to Shavonte Samuels. They're going to run a ball screen for him out front. Instead, they pass it over to Benson. Benson back to Samuels. 13 to shoot. Shavonte Samuels spin move. Puts it up, blocked by Severs out of bounds. It'll be Doan basketball on the right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Shavonte Samuels to inbound the basketball, gets it into Baranek. Baranek in the corner. Baranek goes back over to Samuels. Samuels launches the three, no good, and that's a shot clock violation. Samuels did not realize there was 5 seconds left on the shot clock when that ball was inbounded. We're deadlocked, 25 all. 10 minutes left to go in the half. At this pace, you end up at the end of regulation, 100-100. I don't think the teams can keep up this pace, but we'll see. Rindles with the basketball. He goes right side to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh looking underneath. Finds Walt. Walt spins into the lane. Draws a lot of contact. No call made. He does not get the call. He's got six. 27-25 our score. Back the other way, Austin Benson. Dort College showing zone. They feed it out front with the basketball. Deontay Holt. Holt back to Scholl. Scholl left side, Benson. Benson back to Jens Scholl. Jens Scholl with it. 15 to shoot. They give it to Benson. Benson to Holt. Holt on the left side. Back it goes. Into the lane. Nothing there. Scholl, three for the lead. No. Ball is deflected out. Picked up by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball working against Holt. Lindbergh with it. Right side goes to Kaiser. Dort College with a chance to build on the two-point lead. Severs up and down. Chris Severs with six first-half points. Dort College leads 29-25. Back we go the other way. Holt with the basketball. They give it into the corner. Jens Scholl. Jens Scholl around the horn. Benson. Benson with the basketball. Benson back to Baranek. Baranek left side. Three-pointer by Baranek is good. Connor Baranek with the long three. Dort College by a point. 29-28, 8:30 remaining in the first half. Sean Kaiser with the basketball. Severs. Severs, nothing there. Spins, lays it up with the right hand, good. Chris Severs with eight. Dort College leads 31-28. Doan basketball, left side Baranek. He hit a three from there moments ago. This time Dort College defends him. Holt with the basketball. Holt guarded closely by Rindles. Back it goes Baranek. Baranek, left corner. Here's Holt, lost it, it's down on the floor, tapped around, off of the glass, picked up by Severs. Kaiser to Rindles, here comes Dort College. Rindles with it, gets around Holt, drops it off for Severs, comes back over to Trevor. Trevor at the point, 7:40 and counting, first half. Rindles with the basketball, back over to Kaiser. Kaiser to Severs, back out to Kaiser, they play the two-man game. They try to drop it off, it's taken away, here comes Benson. Benson with the basketball, pulls up, right side, Holt, Holt, three, missed it, no good. There for the tap-in, though, is Jen Scholl, and Scholl gets the tap-in to go, and he's fouled on the play. 31-30, pending the free throw. Jen Scholl got the tap-in, and now he goes to the free throw line where he's a 64% free throw shooter. 7:27 left to go in the half. Free throw by Scholl is up and good. Three-point play for Scholl on the offensive rebound and the putback and the foul. We're tied up with 7:24 left to go in this first half. 31-31 our score. Walterstorff with it out front. Trevor with the basketball. He goes left side over to Kachi. Austin with the basketball. Back it comes Lindbergh. Lindbergh at the point. Lindbergh puts it on the floor against Reed. Tries to drop it down low, and it's kicked out of bounds by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. They reset the shot clock to 15 on the kick. Throwing the ball in for Dort College. I believe that's Cliff Warner. Warner looking, gets it into Kachi. Kachi deep right corner, off the dribble to the top of the key. Kachi will put up the three and drilled it. Just a two. They say Austin Kachi had his toes on the line. Dort College leads 33-31. 6:50 and counting in this ball game, in this first half. Doan with the basketball. They go right side. Dort College in the 2-3. Jen Scholl into the lane. Nothing there. Reed. Reed on the baseline. They match up with him out there. Does Walterstorff. Looks like a matchup zone almost by the defenders now. Pass to Baranek, blocked. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh, but Benson steals it back. Ball is deflected out, picked up by Lindbergh. Dort College with the basketball, leading 33-31. Lindbergh back over to Warner. Warner in between the circles. He goes right side, Kachi. Kachi to Vogel. Vogel on the right side. Vogel, lot of contact, can't get the shot to go. Rebound tapped out. Coming up with it is Shavonte Samuels. Shavonte Samuels, kick out pass, Benson. Benson, three, no good. Rebound fought for it. It's taken back by Samuels. Samuels to Baranek. Baranek ties it up, 33-all. 5:55 left to go in this first half. Baranek now with 9 points. Left side pass, Walterstorff. Walterstorff against Reed. Nothing there. Lindbergh out front to Warner. Warner underneath Walt. Walt layup good. Trevor Walterstorff with a two-point basket. He's got eight. Defenders lead 35-33. Doan with the basketball. On the right side with it is Samuels. Shavonte Samuels to Benson. Benson with the basketball out front, and they throw it away. It'll be Dort College basketball. Austin Benson throws it away underneath the basket. Dort College looking to build on the two-point advantage. 35-33, Dort College by a deuce. Cliff Warner bringing the ball up. Warner will take it across half court. Warner on the right wing working against Shavonte Samuels. Warner to Rindles. And we've got a foul on the play called on Vogel. Fighting for position. Jordan Vogel has just picked up his first personal. With 5:08 left to play in the first half. Dort College has another foul to give before Doan is in the bonus. Shavonte Samuels with the basketball. He's on the right side. Spins it outside for Dominic Smith. Dominic Smith, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Kaiser hands it off to Warner. Warner into the front court. Clip for the basketball. Behind the three-point line. He'll put up the three, no good. Rebound taken away by Dominic Smith. Smith with the basketball. Smith gives it off to Samuels. Shavonte Samuels with the basketball across the timeline. Shavonte Samuels driving in, kicks it out to Smith. Smith to Scholl. Scholl to Samuels. He misses everything. Samuels, Smith tries to save it in. 4:23 left to play in this half. Dort College 35, Doan 33. Dort College gets the ball inbounded to Warner. Warner will bring it up against Samuels. Shavante Samuels not giving Warner any room. Now he does. Kaiser with it. Left side Rindles. Rindles underneath to Severs. Severs off of the glass. No good. Put it up with the left hand. Scholl with it in the backcourt. Shavante Samuels up the floor to Smith. Smith loses it, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Getting a little ragged now. With 3:59 left to play in this first half, the pace has slowed. You knew they couldn't keep that up. Dort College basketball, Warner into the front court. They go high post to Severs. Severs back over to Cliff. Cliff, three ball, got it. 8 for Warner. Dort College leads 38-33. Now you want to stop. 3:40 left to go in the half. Doan basketball, Shavante Samuels. Samuels with it out front. Samuels passes left side, Baranek. Baranek back to Samuels. Samuels drops it off, Scholl. Reed around the horn, Baranek. Baranek, three, good. Connor Baranek with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 38-36. Right side, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball back over to Rindles. Rindles at the point. He goes left side, Warner. Warner underneath to Severs. Now they'll body him. Severs, shot, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Warner. Warner with the basketball, and he's mugged out front by Shavante Samuels. Samuels fouled, gets called for the foul on the play as he just simply reached around and basically hugged Warner. Cliff will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Warner with 8 points today. 2:58 left to play in the first half. Free throw on the way for Cliff. Is up and good. Looked like it was too strong out of the hand. It drops through. 9 for Warner. 2:58 left to play in the first half. Another free throw on the way for Cliff Warner, one of 5 seniors in the Dort College rotation, and he misses that one. 39-36. Doan with the basketball. Baranek into the corner. Reed. Reed's going to drive in, puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound, gets it back himself. Reed down to the baseline, loses his footing, gets it back over to Dominic Smith for the tie. Missed it. No good. Rebound fought for, and Holt is fouled on the play by Cliff Warner with 2:39 left to play in the first half. Warner has just picked up his second personal. Holt will shoot free throws. So he was fouled in the act of shooting. Dort College with a three-point advantage. Holt, a 74% free throw shooter. First one is good. He's got another one coming. 2:39 left in the half. Dort College 39, Doan 37. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good. It's a one-point ball game, 39-38. Holt with his first points of the day. Dort College with it. They go high post. Kaiser, Cliff. Cliff, three. Bang, bang, bang. Cliff Warner makes it 42-38. Dort College by 4. Doan basketball. Holt goes right side. They give it up to Nick Reed. Reed with the basketball. Gets the return pass guarded by Kaiser. They roll it down low for Baranek on the baseline. Baranek guarded by Waltersdorf. Baranek in the lane. Kicks it back out front. Right side with it is Reed. Reed puts it up, count the hoop, two-point basket for Nick Reed. Reed with a two-point basket off the penetration. Dort College leads 42-40. Dort College has led by as many as 6 in the first half. Sean Kaiser catches, fires three, and he whispers that one through. Sweet music for Sean Kaiser as he knocks that one down from straight on. 45-40, Dort College by 5. Doan with the basketball, Deontay Holt. Holt passes over to Smith. Dominic Smith guarded by Austin Kachi. Right side with the basketball is Jens Scholl. Scholl goes right side, Holt, and we've got a foul away from the ball called on Dort College and Chris Severs. And Severs has just picked up foul number 2. Doan will shoot free throws in the form of Connor Baranek and a 1-1. One in the bonus for Beranek. Beranek, an 82% free throw shooter, averaging 16.4 points per game. Beranek with 12 points today, and he makes that one. Just a freshman. He's going to be a handful from here on out in the G-Pack. Another free throw on the way for Beranek. Second free throw is up, and that one's good as well. So he makes them both, 45-42, Dort College with a three-point advantage, and the basketball with 1:25 remaining in the first half. Trevor Walterstorff with it on the wing, guarded by Nick Reed. Walterstorff with the basketball over to Kachi. Kachi with it on the right side, lobs it for Vogel. Vogel working on Reed. Vogel puts it up in traffic. It's good. Jordan Vogel with 10 first-half points. Dort College leads 47-42. A minute left to go in the half. Shavonte Samuels with the basketball. Samuels drives in, dumps it off, passes to a player, gets it back. He's going to drive in, and a hold called on the defenders. Jordan Vogel whistled for the hold with 48.4 seconds remaining. Jordan Vogel picks up his second. Shavonte Samuels with a 1-1 on the way. He's 2-for-2 today. And he'll shoot a 1-1. Free throw by Samuels is up and good. 47-43, Dort College by 4. 48.4 seconds left in the first half. Another free throw on the way for Samuels. This one's up, short, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. 47-43, Dort College can build on a four-point lead. With the basketball, Rindles. Rindles has it deflected back at him. Kachi with it out front. Right side it goes, Rindles. Rindles tries to dump it underneath for Vogel, and a hold is called on Dominic Smith. It's team foul number 10 on the Tigers. Foul number 1 on Smith with 33.3 seconds remaining in the half. Jordan Vogel to shoot a pair of free throws. Vogel with 10 first half points. Sean Kaiser is going to check in at the if Vogel can make both free throws. First one is good. He's got 11. Dort College up by 5, 48-43. Another free throw on the way for the defenders and Jordan Vogel. Trying to match the biggest lead of the first half. Second free throw is up. Good. Vogel makes them both. And the defenders lead 49-43. Doan can hold for the final shot of the half if they so desire. Doan gets the ball inbounded to Shavonte Samuels. Samuels with the basketball working against Rindles. Dort College has all their players with two fouls on the bench. Warner, Vogel, and Severs. Rindles hassling him out front. They throw it up for grabs. Dominic Smith comes up with it. 15 seconds remaining. Dominic Smith with the basketball. He's going to take it in against Kachi. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Austin. 7 seconds left. 6, 5. Lindbergh with the basketball. 2 seconds. He drops it off for Kachi. Kachi at the buzzer. Good if it goes. No. That's the end of the first half. Our score, Dort 49, Doan 43. Back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders lead at halftime, 49-43 over the Doan College Tigers. The Dort College defenders fought to ties with Doan at 2, 4, 6, and 8. They were fighting from 2 points down on each of those occasions. Dort College went on a 8-0 run to go from down 8-6 to up 14-8. We were then tied at 16 as Doan came back to knot it. Took a brief lead to Doan at 20-19 and again at 23-22 and 25-24. A three-point basket by Dort College made it 27-25, and they proceeded to stretch the lead out. Got up by 5 at 47-42 and 49-43 eventually, and had a three-point shot at the buzzer that would have counted from about 30 feet. if it had gone down, but Austin Kotchy's shot was short, and that's how we go to halftime, 49-43. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with a rundown of the numbers from the first half of today's men's college basketball game. Right after this, this is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Halftime numbers look like this. Doan College, 14 of 28 from the floor, 50%, 5 of 13 on threes, 38.5%, 10 of 11 on free throws, 90.9%. Dort College, 18 of 29 from the floor, 62.1%, 4 for 8 on threes, 50%, 9 of 13 on free throws, 69.2%. Doan holds a slight 15 to 13 rebounding advantage, 6 offensive, 9 defensive. Dort College is 13 breakdown, 5 offensive, and 8 defensive. Turnovers, Doan 8, Dort College 6, Doan 4 steals, Dort College with 5. Individually, Shavonte Samuels leads all players with 15 points, 14 for Connor Baranek, 5 for Dominic Smith, 4 for Nick Reed, 3 for Jens Scholl, 2 for Deontay Holt for their total of 43. For the defenders, 12 each for Cliff Warner and Jordan Vogel. 8 points each for Trevor Waltersdorf and Chris Sievers. 4 points for Austin Kotchy, 3 for Sean Kaiser, and 2 for Kyle Lindberg for their total of 49 points. 3 assists for Sean Kaiser, 2 assists for Austin Kotchy. Shavonte Samuels has a pair of assists for the Tigers. 2 steals for Jens Scholl, 2 for Austin Benson, 3 steals for Kyle Lindberg. 49-43, Dort College leads Doan at halftime by 6. Let's take another break and be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Today's broadcast also made possible by the Vettinglin Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Scores from around the conference at halftime or nearing halftime. The Dort men lead Doan at half, 49-43. Northwestern leads Midland near the end of the first half, 29-26. Now it's 32-27. 32-27 nearing halftime in Orange City. One other score, Hastings and Morningside deadlocked at 38-all at halftime. Briarcliff and Dakota Wesleyan won't get started with the women's game until 6:30. Men's game will get underway at about 8:30. All that courtesy of the busyness at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. College games end up getting bumped around as high school tournament play begins in South Dakota. And the Corn Palace, a regular site for several high school tournament basketball games in Central South Dakota. So Mitchell and the Corn Palace hosting a late doubleheader tonight. Briarcliff and Dakota Wesleyan. No report on Concordia and Mount Marty. And quite honestly, in the men's race, that one doesn't matter. Mount Marty 3-16, Concordia 2-17. Those two teams playing for pride at this point. Men's standings heading into play today had Northwestern atop the league. They clinched the regular season Great Plains Athletic Conference title 16-3. York College has locked up second place in the GPAC, 14-5. Midland is 12-7. Doan and Hastings are both 11-8. Briarcliff and Morningside are 10-9. Dakota Wesleyan and Nebraska Wesleyan are 8-11 and 8-12 respectively. Mount Marty and Concordia, 3-16 and 2-17. Earlier today, the York College women victorious in overtime, 68-59. York College improved to 10-10 in the conference, and they're in a three-way tie right now with Mount Marty and Hastings for sixth place. Briarcliff and Dakota Wesleyan at 13-6 and 10-9 respectively have to play late tonight. Northwestern defeated Midland 78-67. Concordia dropped Mount Marty 88-61. Morningside defeated Hastings 79-63. Nebraska Wesleyan has the day off. Women's standings, Morningside 17-3, Concordia 16-4, Northwestern 15-5. Briarcliff 13-6 in women's play, pending the outcome of tonight's contest with Dakota Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan 10-9. Mount Marty, Hastings, and Dort 10-10. Midland 6-14. Doan 1-19. Nebraska Wesleyan 1-19. Let's take a break and be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Haywarden, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Doan with the basketball as we start the second half of play. Dort College with a six-point advantage. Shavonte Samuels go high's post to Jen Scholl. Dort College in man-to-man defense. Baranek down to the baseline. His pass is tipped, and Waltersdorf taps it away, out of bounds. It'll be Doan basketball. Doan to inbound the basketball. Baranek throwing it in front of the Doan bench. He gets it into the backcourt to Shavonte Samuels, 20 to shoot. Samuels with the basketball. Samuels passes left side, Baranek. Baranek dumps it underneath. Shot is up, blocked by Vogel. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a lane to the hoop. Drops it off instead for Warner. Warner thinks about the three, decides against it. Lindbergh back over to Kachi. Kachi left side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Vogel. Vogel off of the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound back. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. And there's number four on David McDonald. Asking an awful lot of the freshman to try and defend Jordan Vogel. And he has not been successful in doing so thus far, as he has just been called for his fourth personal foul with 19-16 remaining in regulation. Dort College by eight, pending the Jordan Vogel free throw. Free throw by Vogel, short, no good. It's an eight-point ball game. Dort College with their biggest lead of the game, 51-43. Back the other way we come. Samuels passes to Baranek. Baranek gives it up to Dominic Smith. Dominic Smith down to the baseline. Nothing there. Back to Nick Reed. Reed to Scholl. Scholl to Samuels. Samuels for the basketball. Shavonte Samuels comes back over to Jim Scholl. Scholl underneath Baranek. Baranek turn around. No good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. One and done. Here comes Dort College. Pass right side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh down to the baseline. Caught in the air. Gets it away, Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Back to Cliff. Cliff gets a little interference. Drops it off. Trevor. Trevor in traffic. Good. Trevor Waltersdorf with 10 points. Dort College leads 53-43 with the first two buckets of the second half. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Doan. Back with more after this. College on defense. Doan with the basketball as we resume play after the timeout. Nick Reed with the basketball guarded by Lindbergh. Reed in traffic. Nothing there. Throws it back over the top for Baranek. Baranek gives it up Samuels. Samuels pull up from 12. No good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Austin Kachi with the basketball. Outlets over to Warner. Here comes Dort College pressing the issue. Glyph to the free throw line. Vogel, layup, good! The Doane College Tigers playing with fire that time, and that time they got burned. They tried to double team in the backcourt. Doane College got out of the double team, and then it was a numbers game as they raced the other way, and Vogel makes good on the fast break bucket. With the basketball out front, Shavonte Samuels. Doane College up by 12. Goes to Baranek. Cut off on the baseline by Walt. Picks up his dribble. Passes over to Scholl. Scholl to Reed. Reed against Lindbergh. Nothing there. Scholl. Scholl, three. Good. Looked like it was long, and it pops down. Jen Scholl with six. Doane College leads 55-46. Doane College with the 9-point advantage after leading by 12 moments ago. Warner with it, left side, double team. Vogel reverses Lindbergh out front. Right side, Kachi. Kachi, three ball, make it rain. 3-point basket, Austin Kachi brings the rain. 58-46. Back the other way, Scholl left it short, one and done. Warner with a rebound. Here comes Doane College. Keep the foot on the gas here, Warner. Warner with it on the left side. Warner picks up his dribble, passes into the corner, Walt. Walt, shot, no good. Gets his own rebound back, no. Tapped out of bounds by Doane. It'll be Doane College basketball. Doane right now looking dead on their feet. Let's see if the defenders can keep the foot on the throttle. 16:45 left to play in this regulation. Doane College by a dozen. Warner to throw the ball in. Chris Severs checked in at the break. Gets it over to Walt. Walt on the wing. Back to Kaiser. Kaiser, Kachi. Kachi looking down low, Severs. Out front, Warner. Left side, Kaiser. Kaiser to the top of the key. Kachi. Kachi dribbles. 17-footer. No good. Tap in by Walterstorff. Trevor Walterstorff climbs the ladder. 60-46. Doane College by 14. 16:20 remaining. Doane with the basketball. They call a set play. Doane College matching on defense. Shavonte Samuels into traffic. Off the glass. No good. Fight for the basketball. Warner going after it, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Shavonte Samuels. No, they say last touch by the defenders. It'll be Doane College on defense. Doane will keep the basketball. Doane inbounding. They throw it in. It's taken away by Severs. Severs on a breakaway. Reed bothering him. Link finger roll good by Severs. Severs with 10 points. Doane College leads 62-46. 6-point advantage. Tigers with the basketball. Doane College up 16. Doane with the basketball. Doane College leading. Pass goes right side to Reed. Reed cut off by Walterstorff. Reed, nothing there. Reverses Scholl. Scholl with the basketball. Scholl picks up his dribble. Comes down to the baseline. Shavonte Samuels in and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi gives it back over to Warner. Doane College with a 16-point advantage. Kachi down low. Severs back outside. Kachi. Two-man game. And the ball kicked out of bounds. It'll be Doane College inbounding in front of the defender bench. So Warner will throw the ball in. Cliff Warner to trigger it after he gets the ball from Brooks Wells. 15:22 remaining in regulation. Doane College with the basketball. Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Cliff. Cliff, left wing. Cliff for the basketball. Inside Severs. Severs, they bring the double team, and Severs is called for traveling. Doane College by 16. Now remember, Doane College had a big lead in Crete, Nebraska back in November. Doane came roaring back. Doane College does not want a repeat of that here this afternoon. Shavonte Samuels, he'll drive, nothing there. Kick out pass to Benson. Benson back to Samuels. Samuels gives it up out front to Smith. Smith puts it up off the glass. Good. 7 points for Dominic Smith. Doane College by 14, 62-48. Warner with it right side. Kachi. Man-to-man defense applied by the Tigers. Kaiser out front. Kaiser driving in underneath. Scoops it up. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. Sean Kaiser with the three-point play opportunity. Sean Kaiser with a three-point play opportunity on the way. So he gets his second field goal of the day to go. He's got 5 points, averaging 4.6 points per game. 14:30 remaining in this ballgame. Kaiser, a senior, one of five seniors in the rotation, gets that one to bounce through as it skips off of the front iron and drops down. Dort College with their biggest lead of the ballgame, 65-48. Shavonte Samuels takes it in against Rindles. And a push called on the defenders. Who's it going to be on? Foul called on Dort College and Sean Kaiser with 14:22 left to play.
Sam Higgins is a wallflower. He hasn't called anything all day. He has done nothing.
Shavonte Samuels will inbound the basketball. They called that foul on Kaiser, and I'm not sure why. But they call it nonetheless. Nick Reed stepped back, thinking about the three. Lindberg blocked his progress. Vogel knocks it down. And now Jim Weeks is up in arms down on the Doan bench. He can't believe it. Dort College will inbound the Doan will inbound the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Shavonte Samuels throws it in over the top. Lindberg with the steal. Drop the hammer, Kyle! Oh, lays it up with the right hand. No, and it's good. I thought he was going to come swooping in for the dunk. Instead, he lays it up easily off the glass, and Dort College has blown it open. Up 19, 67-48. Shavonte Samuels puts it up, and it's blocked by Lindberg, but a foul on the play called. Foul called on the defenders and Nathan Rindles. Rindles picks up his second personal foul. Dort College by 19. Dort College has outscored Doan 18-5 to open the second half. Trying to take the suspense out of this one is Dort College, and right now they're playing with house money. Up 19, Shavonte Samuels, pass over the top, gets it to Nick Reed. Reed to Samuels, lost it, picked up by Nathan Rindles. Here comes Rindles pressing the issue. He passes, left side, Kaiser. Kaiser back to Rindles. Rindles to Walthersdorf, short corner. Trevor in traffic, and he's called for travel. Turnover gives the basketball back to Doan. Things not going so well for Doan here in the first 6 minutes and 20 seconds of this second half. Nathan Rindles will hassle the ball handler, Deontay Holt. Holt on the right side of the basketball. Rindles tracking him. Now we've got a collision. Two players on the floor, Baranek and Lindberg, got tangled up. They both come up gingerly. Baranek walking it off, Lindberg walking it off. 19-point lead for the defenders, 67-48. Doan will inbound the basketball with 23 seconds on the shot clock. Jens Scholl will check into the contest. Checking out is Doan's Kyle Carper. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Inbounding the basketball will be Deontay Holt. Holt looking for Reed. Instead, now looks over the top, and he gets it in to Nick Reed. Deep right corner guarded there by Vogel. Reed bounces it inside. It's taken away by Rindles. Rindles with a steal. Gets it away. Lindberg. Lindberg back over to Rindles. Rindles stops on the left wing. Now he's going to try the corner. Nothing there. Back to the middle of the floor. And a hand check called on Deontay Holt. Holt has just picked up his first personal with 13:13 remaining in this ballgame. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. 88.5 FM. Shavonte Samuels back into the ballgame. So Dort College gets the ball inbounded to Kaiser. Fresh 35 to work with. Vogel works it in against Baranek. Off of the glass, it won't go down. Halfway down, pops back out. Here comes Doan back the other way. Baranek, layup attempt, no good. Rindles comes away with a rebound. How did he get that rebound? And now he's hammered in the backcourt. That will endear the freshman to the Dort College faithful. Rindles, probably the shortest player on the floor, goes up and gets after it. Kid's got guts, I'll give him that. He had some big plays down in Florida as well. Had the opportunity to watch him all season long. His minutes have come and gone, but boy, he went up and got after it that time, and that's what you love to see. Dort College with the basketball and an opportunity to build on the 19-point advantage. Dort College, left side, Kaiser. Kaiser, out front, Lindbergh. Dort College will work the offense. Lindbergh puts it on the deck, drops it off for Severs. Severs back over to Warner, 13 to shoot. Warner out front, Kachi. Kachi dumps it down low, Severs. Severs puts it up, and he's fouled on the play by Shavonte Samuels. Now, Shavonte Samuels, for those of you who are Dort College followers, you say that name is awfully familiar. Well, 2 years ago, Dort College made the trip up north to Mayville State. There was a player none of us had heard of at the time named Shavonte Samuels. I think he went for 32 that particular day. As Mayville State upset Dort College, Shavonte made a return trip with Mayville State later that year for the Christmas Classic. Dort College was victorious in that one. He disappeared last year. I believe he was at a junior college. And this year is at and resurfaced in Crete, Nebraska, playing for the Doan Tigers. And he lit Dort College up early in that win for Doan in November. He puts up a three here and drops it through. Shavonte Samuels makes it a 68-51 ball game. Dort College by 17. 12:05 remaining in regulation. With the basketball is Lindbergh. Lindbergh against Baranek, and Baranek can't stop him. Lindbergh with 6 points, and the Dort College defender lead is back to 19, 70-51. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull Ayrton, Craig Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borensons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Dort College with a 19-point advantage. 11:59 left to go in this ball game, and the Dort College defenders have put the clamps on here in the second half. This was a 45-42 ball game near the end of the first half. Actually, let's go back to 42-40 near the end of the first half. Since that point, Dort has outscored Doan 28-11. Jens Scholl with it on the right side. Back out front, Nick Reed. Reed gives it up Samuels. Samuels hit a three on the last possession. He gets the return pass. Shavonte Samuels into the heart of the defense. Kick out pass. Scholl. Scholl, three. Rattles it around, and it drops through. Jens Scholl with 9 points. The Dort College lead is 70-54. 11:30 left to play in this contest. Austin Kachi catches, fires, and he answers with a three. If you're going to leave the shooter alone, he's going to knock it down. He's going to at least attempt to, and he makes it a 19-point ball game, 73-54. Shavonte Samuels backs his way in, nothing there. Passes back out front, Scholl. Scholl to Holt. Holt to Samuels. Samuels, three, missed it, no good. Rebound wrestled down by Lindbergh, and again, Doan plays with fire. They double-team on the rebound. Kaiser reverses Kachi. Kachi, Severs, back right side, Kaiser. Kaiser, three ball, off the mark, no good. And the Doan College Tigers come back the other way. Underneath Reed, layup good. That's what you don't want. Coach Ross Dalma talked about that in the pregame. You want good shots. 73-56, Dort College by 17. Another three on the way. Scotchy, no good. Rebound Kaiser. Kaiser to Kachi, and Dort College will reset it. Dort College with the basketball. Kachi back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kaiser. Kaiser reverses Warner. Warner with the basketball. 20 to shoot for the defenders. 10-20 in the game. Doan, it looks like they're in the zone. 1-3-1. Kachi right side Lindbergh. Lindbergh, they go. Right elbow, Severs. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Back it goes Kaiser. Kaiser working on hold. Kaiser in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan with the basketball. Shavante Samuels back to Scholl. Scholl puts it up. No good, but a foul on the play. And Doan will shoot and try to cut into the lead with the clock stopped. Jen Scholl, a 64% free throw shooter. He'll shoot a pair. 9:57 left to play in this contest. First free throw is good for Scholl. It's a 16-point ball game. Dort College has led by as many as 20, I believe. Scholl can make it a 15-point game, and he does so with a made free throw, 73-58 on a pair of free throws. 9:57 left to go in regulation. Dort College led at one point, 68-48. That was their largest lead in the contest. Bringing the basketball up will be Trevor Waltersdorf. He passes over to Rindles. Rindles to Warner. Warner, Kachi. Kachi back over to Rindles. To Warner. Warner gets it back, left side. 9:40 and counting. Dort College working against the zone applied by Doan. Dort College with the basketball. Rindles. Rindles, Warner. Warner, ball fake. He's going to drive in. Vogel, Doan. Jordan Vogel with 18. Dort College leads 75-58. Quickly up the floor is Shavante Samuels. Wild shot, no good. Rebound taken down by Vogel. Comes back to Shavante Samuels. Shot no good. Rebound wrestled down by Vogel. Vogel gets it away to Rindles. Rindles up the floor. Nathan with the basketball. He'll set the offense. Comes right side, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi, Warner. Warner has it tipped away by the Doan College Holt. Holt on the perimeter, taps it away. And a timeout on the floor, charged to the Doan Tigers. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 8:57 left to go in regulation. Dort College trying to put the finishing touches on this one, leading by 17, 75-58. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall. Member FDIC and the community. By the Van Inkelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office. 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Dort College inbounds against the zone. 9 to shoot for the defenders. Warner picks up his dribble. Goes right side, Kachi. 5 to shoot. Back over to Cliff. Cliff, 3 ball. Got it. 15 for Cliff. And the defenders back up by 20. 78-58. Kind of nice to have that as an ace in the hole as the shot clock is winding down. Dominic Smith passes to Baranek. Baranek with the basketball. Baranek gives it back to Holt. Holt, layup, good. 78-60, Dort College in front, 8:10 remaining. Rindles back over to Cliff. Cliff with the basketball. He gives it up to Austin Kachi on the right wing. Comes back right side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back over to Kachi. Kachi, 3, won't go. Rebound tipped by Rindles. Rindles with the basket. Nathan Rindles, another 2. 80-60. Dort College by 20. Back the other way. That's Deontay Holt. Holt with 4 points. And the defenders lead 80-62. Warner into the front court. Gets it away right side, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Comes back over to Rendles. Rendles to Warner. 7.5 left to go in the game. Door College by 18. They dump it underneath Vogel. Vogel, the chicken wing move as he got around. And Vogel got fouled on the play. And Dominic Smith, I don't know what he was trying to accomplish in that situation. Given the stare to Vogel, Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. The foul is a foul. A nice block shot until he caught the elbow. Free throw on the way by Vogel is good. 19 for Vogues. Kachi and Rendles check out. 81-62 our score. Dort College in front. And Jordan Vogel will shoot another free throw, trying to stretch it back to 20. On the floor for the defenders, it's Lindberg, Waltersdorf, Vogel, Kaiser, and Warner. Free throw by Vogel is good. Vogel makes both free throws. Smith got a little shot in on the box out. Goes unnoticed by most. Pass goes left side over to Smith. Dominic Smith into the lane. Nothing there. Kick out pass. Scholl. Scholl. Three. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. And again, Doan gambles in the backcourt. And Warner will get an open three. And it's good. 18 for Warner. Stand too close to the fire sometimes, Scarecrow. You're going to get burned. And Doan pressuring in the backcourt, and that creates mismatches in numbers on the other end. Dominic Smith answering with a three. It's a 10-point ball. He's got 10. Dort College leads by 20, 85-65. 6:35 and counting in this ballgame. Pass underneath Severs. Severs in traffic, shot blocked. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan coming back the other way. Pass left side. Dominic Smith, a three, no good. Rebound taken away by Warner. Here comes Dort College in transition. Warner over the basketball. He'll hesitate. Kick out pass back over to Kaiser. Kaiser to Lindberg. Lindberg Severs. Double teamed. Crosses over. Off of the glass. No good. Gets his own rebound back. Shot is up. Cut the hoop and he is fouled. Chris Severs another two. Dort College with an 87-65 advantage. And a free throw on the way for Chris Severs. So Chris Severs will go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. Chris with 13 points so far today. And make it 14. Chris Severs checks out of the ballgame. Jordan Vogel checks in. It's 88-65, Dort College by 23. Doan Tigers inbounding the basketball. Baranek gets it into Shavonte Samuels. Samuels up the floor, guarded by Lindberg. With the left hand, it's good. Shavonte Samuels with 20 points. Dort College leads 88-67. Lindberg in the backcourt as the clock winds down under 6. Lindberg hands it off to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf layup good. He's got 14. 90-67. Dort College in front. Shavonte Samuels off balance shot, and he gets it to go. Well, Samuels trying to make this into a one-man game. Scoreboard shows 90-69, though. Right side with it is Kaiser. Doan in danger of losing their sixth game in a row to close the season, the regular season. This was a team that not that long ago had thoughts of a Great Plains Athletic Conference championship some 3 weeks ago, but right now they are in position to lose their sixth in a row. When the slide began for Doan, they were 11-3. They now stand 11-8 in the conference. 5:18 remaining in regulation. Dort College basketball, left side Cliff. Cliff underneath Vogel. Vogel spins, hook shot is good. Jordan Vogel with 10 second-half points. He's got 22, and the defenders lead 92-69. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College, it would seem, has this one in hand, 92-69. Dort College will play defense as Doan will bring it back the other way. Shavonte Samuels with the ball. He's got 22. He's been the bright spot for Doan. Kick out pass, right side, Baranek. Baranek, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Dominic Smith. 5 minutes left to go in the game. With it out front is Nick Reed. Reed back over to Dominic Smith. Dominic Smith on the right wing. He's guarded by Severs. Puts it up in traffic, shot no good, and he got bailed out on the play. It's either going to go on Vogel or Severs. That's going to go on Chris, and that's number three on him with 4:50 remaining. Well, not out of the realm of possibilities that we see Doan again this season. Doan, if they indeed lose today, will drop to 11-9 in the conference and potentially into fifth place. That sends them on the road right away, and that is not a place you want to go in the conference tournament. First free throw is up and good for Smith. Smith with 11. He's got another one coming, 92-70. Pending another free throw. That one's up and good as well. 92-71. 4:50 left to play in this game. Dort College by 21. Sean Kaiser will throw it in. Dort College has not called the dog is off yet. With 4:50 left, I've seen stranger things happen. If you want, I can refresh your memory on a Mount Marty contest few years ago where Dort College mounted a frantic comeback with about 2 minutes remaining in regulation when they were down 17, the forced overtime before losing. Foul on the play as Nick Reed cut Cliff Warner off on the sideline, and Cliff will now go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. That's team foul number 8 on the Tigers. Cliff Warner to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. First free throw by Cliff is up on the rim, won't drop through. Cliff 1-for-3 today. Back the other way, Shavonte Samuels. Samuels on the perimeter. Runs into a brick wall. Puts it up, no good. Chris Severs held his ground. Vogel hands it off to Cliff Warner. And I believe we've got a technical foul issued on Shavonte Samuels. Shavonte Samuels has just been rung up for the technical. Dort College can pick who they want to shoot the free throw. So with 4:29 left to go in this ball game, Shavonte Samuels gave Vogel a shove on the way down the floor. And Cliff Warner will go to the free throw line to shoot. First one by Cliff is good. Another one on the way for Cliff Warner. So another free throw coming here for Warner. Free throw is up. Free throw is good, and it'll be Dort College basketball. 94-71 our score. Dort College basketball with 4:29 remaining. Samuels checks out of the ballgame. Coach Jim Weeks on the Doan bench. Checking him out after the technical foul call. With the basketball is Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf across the half-court stripe. Waltersdorf looking, goes high post, Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Vogel on the left elbow. He gives it up, Kaiser. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Sean with the basketball, looks down low for Severs, and Severs is held on the play. Ball's going to go on Nick Reed, I believe, and Dort College continuing to punish inside. Foul on Nick Reed is his third with 4:10 remaining. Chris will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Double bonus time for Dort College from here on out. So the free throw on the way for Severs is on the way, and it's good. Severs with 15, Vogel with 22, Cliff Warner with 20. 95-71, Dort College in front. Second free throw on the way for Severs is up and good. So Chris Severs with 7 points in the second half. 16 for the ball game. 96-71 Dort College by 25. Nick Reed passes into the corner to Baranek. Baranek back over to Reed. Reed with the ball. Reed, right side, spins against Waltersdorf, loses the handle, double team, kick out pass, Benson, comes back over to Holt. Holt, spin move, his off-balance shot is good. Deontay Holt with six, Dort College leads 96-73. Into the front court with the basketball is Kaiser. Kaiser comes back over to Warner, 3:30 remaining in regulation. Warner with the basketball. Warner goes high post, Vogel. He actually pops out beyond the three-point line to get that ball. Passes over to Kaiser. Kaiser loses it. Reed picks it up. Back the other way, Baranek. Baranek is pushed on the play by Trevor Waltersdorf. And I believe the foul came before the shot. On Waltersdorf, that is number two. 3:14 remaining in this ballgame. 96-73. Not quite a capacity crowd this afternoon. Estimate things right around 1,500 on the attendance. Baranek unable to come down with a lob play. Here comes Dort College. Waltersdorf gliding in. Right-handed layup. Good. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. 98-73. Dort College with a 25-point advantage. Trevor Waltersdorf with an opportunity at the three-point play. Free throw on the way for Trevor. He is up, off the heel, no good. 98-73. Waltersdorf, 2 for 3 from the free throw line today. He's got 16 points. Shot no good in the lane and of the perimeter. Rebound taken away by Baranek. Nick Reed will put up a three, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Severs. Severs with the basketball, gets it away. Kaiser. Kaiser over to Warner. Warner with the basketball, Dort College by 25, 2:45 and counting. We'll start to see the parade of players checking in for the defenders. It'll be David Denherter checking in just a moment. Kaiser drops it off for Vogel. Vogel drops it off for Severs. Severs is fouled on the play, and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. 2:32 remaining. Chris Severs will shoot two free throws. 2:32 and counting. And holding. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Severs. Denherter checks in. Vogel checks out to a standing ovation from the Dort College crowd. Dustin Dalma will check into the ballgame. Cliff Warner will check out. And there's a roar of appreciation. Reese Beaver will check into the game. Trevor Waltersdorf will check out. And Aaron Van Vocht will check into the ballgame. Sean Kaiser checking out of the contest. Chris Severs with a free throw on the way to try and give Dort College the century mark. How tough will it be to make this one with the, you know, Jordan DeBoer's waiting at the table to check in, and he does so. 100-73. Chris Severs checks out of the ballgame and gets a bear hug from his head coach, Ross Dalma. 18 for Severs. Dort College in front. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken away by Jordan DeBoer. DeBoer outlets over to Dustin Dalma. Dalma with the basketball. Dalma over to Beaver. Beaver gives Denherter. Denherter on the elbow. Denherter muscles it up. Shot no good, but he'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Well, it is not often in athletics where things go according to script. Today it did. In front of a capacity crowd, the Dort College women victorious over Doan in overtime. And then in the men's contest, the Dort College men will win this contest. They lead 101-73 with 2:08 left to go in regulation. And you have the opportunity to check everyone out of the ballgame on the final home game of the regular season for these seniors. Now, keep in mind, they will play a few more games, hopefully at the DeWitt. Den Herder makes 1 of 2. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound taken away by Den Herder. 101-73, Dort College with the lead and the basketball. Dalma goes left side over to Beaver. Beaver lost it. Coming back the other way. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Doan. Shot no good in the lane. Doan with the basketball. This is Holt. Holt, three, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Not many people have left out of the stands. Doesn't seem that long ago we were watching this group as freshmen, precocious freshmen, learn. They took some lumps along the way, but they've given us a ton of thrills as well. Pass goes inside to Den Herder. Den Herder with a two-point basket. He's got three. 103-73, and hopefully they've still got a few more thrills left. Holt with the basketball. He gives it off. Doan working it down to the baseline. Nothing there. They kick it back into the corner. With it is Sam Schlottman. Three-pointer, missed it, no good. Fight for the basketball. It's taken away by Doan, by Holt. Holt underneath to Brian Bear. Bear shot no good. Rebound controlled by Beaver. Beaver across half court. 49 seconds and counting. Dalma with the basketball. Passes to DeBoer. DeBoer gives it up. Van Buck. Van Buck right side. Den Herder. Den Herder underneath, and he is fouled on the play by Brian Bear. And David Den Herder will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Dort College 103, Doan 73. For Dort College, I believe this will be the high water mark of the season. This is the first time Dort College has broken the 100-point barrier. This Doan College team came in averaging 80.1 points. They were not averaging 80.1 points per game. Rather, they were averaging 78.8 points per game. Dort College is going to hold them below their average. Den Herder makes 1 of 2 free throws. And the defender lead is 104-73. Steal by Dalma on the other end as he brings the double team. Here come the defenders, and the shot clock is off. They pass it over to Beaver. No one comes out to guard him. That's going to be the ball game. 104-73, and the celebration of the final regular season home game will commence. Dort College, 23-6 for the year. They'll enter the GPAC playoffs with a 15-5 mark and the number 2 seed in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College wins 104-73. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders blow this one wide open. They defeat Doan 104-73. This was a ball game that was 49-43 at halftime, and it was actually 42-40 near the end of the first half. Dort College outscored Doan 7-3 to close the first half and then proceeded to roll. They outscored Doan in the first 10 minutes of the second half by my count 24-12 to build a 19-point lead, 73-58, and steadily built on that lead. Broke the century mark with a free throw by Chris Severs. And the final is 104-73. Dort College improves to 23-6, 15-5 in the conference. Doan 21-9, 11-9 in the conference. Doan falls for the sixth straight time this season. Dort College led unofficially by Jordan Vogel and Cliff Warner with 20 points apiece. Chris Severs ended up with 18. Trevor Walthersdorf with 16. Sean Kaiser off of the bench for a big six, actually got the starting nod on a senior day. He ends up with 6 points this afternoon. Dort College victorious. They get a sweep for the Doan Tigers. Men's game, a final of 104-73. Let's take another break and be back with more from the DeWitt right up. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Coach Ross Dahma has gotten these statistics. I have not at this point, but we can talk about things in general terms. Coach, up 42-40 late in the first half. You went on just a little run to get a six-point lead at halftime. What was the topic of conversation at halftime up by those 6 points?
Well, Mike, we thought that, you know, we'd have the ability to probably score some baskets, but we needed to get consecutive stops to get some separation. We just wanted to feel like, you know, we were playing from on top and just never really could do that in the first half. And obviously, Doan's very good. And we came out the second half and asserted ourselves a little bit. Thought we defended Samuels much better. Took away some of his penetration, which ultimately cut down on some of the other players' productivity as well. And just went. You had a nice little run there, and yeah, we were really determined. Played with a lot of emotion, and really a neat way to go out for these five seniors.
You went on an early run in the second half, and it seemed like you got Doan on their heels. They looked a little fatigued. They played a lot of minutes. You were able to pound the ball inside. That was the game plan going in. It is rare, though, it seems, where you're able to come up with a game plan and you're able to execute it as well as you did today.
Right. You know, and credit the guys. You know, we did a lot of good things with ball movement. I thought our post guys sealed extremely well. I thought they were very good, Chris and Jordan, and really presenting themselves in the low post. And I thought our guys did a good job of finding them. It was just really gratifying to see how well our five seniors played today. You know, in addition to Chris and Jordan, Cliff and Trev and Sean just did some great things. That's really neat to see.
Out-rebounded Doan in the second half. I believe it was a 4 or 5 rebound deficit.
We were down two at half. There,
okay,
yeah.
And you end up out-rebounding them 37-32. A few too many offensive rebounds for Doan, but some of that predicated by giving up some offensive rebounds in the first half when you were playing a lot of zone.
That's what it was. We gave up 5 offensive rebounds in the first half against with our zone. And then the second half, you know, they began really launching the three, and there are a lot of long rebounds that we just got to do a better job of pursuing out in space.
You talked about it being senior day, the emotions of senior day, and a lot of happy or a lot of good memories for this group, and we're hoping, obviously, a few more memories still to be made here at the DeWitt Gymnasium with a couple of home games potentially in the GPAC tournament.
You know, these guys obviously were sad that this is the last regular season home game here, but on the other hand, they also know that they're fortunate enough, blessed enough to be in a position where we know that they'll be at least a conference tournament, in all likelihood, very likelihood, that we'll be playing in the national tournament again. And so there's still work to do. There's still time to spend together. And I think that's probably the biggest thing, Mike. It's not, you know, win and keep playing and that. That's obviously a huge motivating factor. But, boy, this group of seniors, they really get along well. And that permeates through the entire team. And this group really does support each other well and wish each other well. And it'll be sad when it's done.
Home game on Wednesday in the GPAC tournament in the quarterfinals. Here, the 2 seed. We don't know who the 7 seed will be at this point. Still a few things to shake out. I would imagine you're going to say at this point it really doesn't matter who you play. You're facing somebody for a third time, and it's probably going to be somebody pretty good.
Right. You know, there's a lot of balance and parity in the league this year. And past years, you know, a 2 seed would get you a game that you really would feel good about, especially in your home floor, but not the case this year. Just too many good teams, top to bottom in our league.
Morningside goes to 11-9 with their win today over the Hastings College Broncos. Hastings goes to 11-9. We could have a log jam on the bottom half of the conference, Coach. Briarcliff stands. They could potentially go to 11-9. Might have a 4-way tie for 4th place.
You know, and we talked about that earlier, Mike, you and I this week, and there's a lot of tie-breaking scenarios that are going to have to play themselves out. Going to have to get the old manual out and just kind of see how all that stuff flow charts down and where we'll, you know, who will end up playing on Wednesday night here.
Coach, I'll let you go. I see we've got one more senior, or another senior to visit with, and we will do that. Congratulations on a win at home. Good way to close the regular season. Let's see what happens next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mike. Here's Sean Kaiser.
Sean Kaiser will slide over as Coach Ross Dalma vacates his seat. And Sean, one of five seniors. We've visited with a couple thus far. We're going to ask some similar questions. First of all, the game, Sean, inserted into the starting lineup. You're typically coming off of the bench in recent history, but in the starting lineup, not anything out of the ordinary for you earlier in your career. You were a starter. Talk a little bit about the mindset you need to bring this season for this team coming off of the bench.
Coming off the bench, you know, you're able to watch the game. You're able to get a feel for the game. So for me, I got to make sure I come in. I'm not going to be, you know, the offensive scorer necessarily. But come in, you know, set a little tone on the toughness, get some defensive boards, make sure I box out, just do the little things that can help our team win.
Today, your team locked in a real dogfight with Doan in the first half. You look up at the board at halftime, it's 49-43. What do you feel like your team had to do better in the second half to win this ball game?
We had to get some stops. In the first half, you know, we were kind of going back and forth. They got quite a few offensive rebounds. You know, we were high in motion, didn't necessarily, you know, focus in on the defensive end, so that was our emphasis at halftime. Just to continue pound the gut, we felt our bigs had an advantage. You know, Chris and Jordan, two of the best bigs in the league, no doubt about it, so we wanted to get them touches, and we wanted to get the first board.
In the second half, you start to pull away. You got those stops. Many are going to remember this year for the job you did in the second half against Midland with James Parrott. What do you as a defensive stopper have to do to slow down those athletic players?
You kind of know their tendencies, and you really just got to stay down. You know, for me, I'm not nearly as quick as many of them. So just bringing physicality, staying down and make sure I know their strengths and I take them away.
Next up. For Sean Kaiser, what happens after graduation in May for you?
After graduation, I'll probably work this summer for an Upward Bound program, help some high school students out. And then in the fall, I plan to head to medical school. Not exactly sure which one yet, but I'm really looking forward to that.
A few more memories yet to be made. 4 years ago, you signed, I believe it was on a May evening. I remember these things. It was either late April, early May.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to believe 4 years have passed already, Sean.
It's been absolutely crazy. It's been a journey. It's been wonderful. Yeah, me and Vogel, you know, Steve's, Cliff and Trev, we talk about it in the locker room. We can't believe how fast it's gone. We had such a blast. You know, today with the crowd was wonderful, but today was just one game, and we don't want to go out first round of the GPAC. And, you know, we have bigger goals, and I think if we stay together, you know, you saw some great teamwork out there in the second half today. And we think we have the potential to do some better things for the rest of this year.
Sean, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Biker.
Sean Kaiser, one of five seniors on the Dort College roster. And he shares his post-game thoughts with us. Dort College victorious today, 104-73. Tell you what, let's take a break. Want to make sure we've got things in order. We'll come back with a rundown of the numbers right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Numbers look like this. Doan 25-64 from the floor, 39%. 9 of 28 on threes, 32%. 14 of 15 on free throws, 93%. Dort College, 37 of 59 from the floor, 62.7%. 8 for 15 on threes, 53.3%. 22 of 32 from the free throw line, 68.8%. Doan, rebounded by Dort College, 37-32. Turnovers, Doan 15, Dort College 11. Steals, Doan 7, Dort College 11. Shavonte Samuels ends up with 22 points to lead the Tigers, 8 of 19 from the floor. 14 points for Connor Baranek, 12 for Dominic Smith, 11 for Jens Scholl. 8 for Deontay Holt, 6 for Nick Reed. For Dort College, 22 for Jordan Vogel, 20 for Cliff Warner. 18 for Chris Sievers, 16 for Trevor Waltersdorf, 10 for Austin Kachi, 6 for Sean Kaiser, 6 for Kyle Lindberg, 4 for David Denherder for their total of 104. Connor Baranek, 6 rebounds for the Tigers, 5 for Jens Scholl, 4 for Nick Reed, 4 for Dominic Smith. For Dort College, 7 for Kyle Lindberg, 6 for Jordan Vogel, 3 each for Cliff Warner, Trevor Waltersdorf, and Austin Kachi. 3 assists each for Warner and Kaiser. four steals for Kyle Lindberg. Shavonte Samuels has four assists for the Doan College Tigers, three assists for Nick Reed, two steals for Jens Scholl. Dort College improves to 23-6, 15-5 overall, in the GPAC. Doan falls to 21-9 and 11-9 in the conference. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a final word from the DeWitt Gym right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Our final scores. In men's play, it was Dort over Doan, 104-73. Morningside over Hastings, 90-82. Midland and Northwestern are still playing. And at last check, that was a 86-85 Midland lead over Northwestern with under a minute remaining. And at this point, I don't know the situation. Dort College, though, locks up. Well, they had second place locked up. They solidify second place with a 15-5 GPAC record with their win today. Concordia and Mount Marty, no report on that game. Briarcliff and Dakota Wesleyan will play late this evening. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Well, with 19 seconds left to go in the contest, it's Midland 86, Northwestern 85, and we're not going to hang on any longer for that one, so we're going to call it a day. Dort College sweeps Doan. Final in women's play, 68-59 in overtime. Final in men's play, 104-73. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.